Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is all about microbrew beers and home brewing, specifically a topic which I'm not an expert on, but we have some of them in the studio. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Where are we going, man?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining the show. If you have not checked out our website, go to thegrillingguys.com. And if you want to podcast the show, go up in the top right corner. You'll see a headset. Click on it. We'll send the show right to your device, and you can take our lovely vibes all over the world. There are people from all over the country that podcast it and stream the show. You can stream it live. You can actually pick up the show after the fact and just download it. So like if you're a guest on the show like these guys, you can download the MP3. We just work that hard to bring you barbecue and beer.
And it's all about beer today. And this is part of the show where I like the most is that I'm going to step away from the microphone, drink a little beer, and let the experts do their deal.
Sounds good. And on the live line right now, we've got a fella named Jason Stairs, who is co-owner from Garden State Beer Company in New Jersey. And he holds a PhD, so we've got all sorts of highfalutin, high-degreed chemists in this show today. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. So how exciting to get a New Jersey brewer out here. I love New Jersey. One of my good friends is Paul, and he's the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. He's on the show from time to time, but we're on the big WOND out there. And your voice will be heard there right now.
Excellent. That's great.
So why don't you say hello to John Palmer, who's written How to Brew, and maybe you even want to buy this book.
Oh, geez. I have already. I had no idea I was going to be on with John Palmer, so I'm sort of shocked and a little starstruck. I read all your books. And
well, thank you.
Just everything you've done for home brewing and getting everybody started. You were the first book that I got that got me started was How to Brew.
Oh, that's really cool. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Very, very, very cool. You're so accomplished. And Jason is as well. So you've got a brewery called Garden State Beer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I went through school. I got the PhD in chemistry. I tell my kids I went to 21st grade. It was a lot of school. I ended up, because they don't understand what it means, so that puts it in perspective for them, but I ended up getting a job and work for the government for Homeland Security, but I'm at a point where I basically write a lot of emails and go to meetings, and that's not why I went to 21st grade and got that PhD, so my fingers started to get itchy, and I bounced a couple ideas off my wife. She rejected the first one wholeheartedly, and then I walked away and came back and said, home brewing? And she said okay to that, and like I said, I went and got John's How to Brew book and started from there. And I
How
was
cool
able
is that?
To apply all of those lab skills to brewing, and it proceeded to now I have a brewery that's been open about a year and a half.
Nice, nice.
And this isn't a setup. I mean, I didn't know this before he came on. I didn't ask him this. That what a small world it is.
Yeah, true coincidence.
It is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, when did you start home brewing?
I started home brewing probably about 6 years ago.
And you already have a brewery.
Yeah, and it took 4 years to open that, and we've been open for about a year and a half. So the home brewing with the quality information that John's put out there in a number of his books, including his work on water chemistry, which I pay some particular attention to,
thanks.
I was able to just pick up all of those basics and put my lab skills to use, and we were off and running.
That's very good, yeah. Opening a brewery is a big step. It's a lot of work and a lot of investment, but congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks very much. Sometimes I wonder what I'm doing, but...
Jason, obviously you've got this down if you're accomplished enough to open a brewery. Tell us your number one and number two beer at the brewery.
Our number one beer that is the fan favorite is our Blue Jersey American Wheat, which is just a nice, easy drinking
that style.
Lighter beer with a touch of blueberry flavor and a nice nose on it.
Nice.
At the brewery in general, our motto is beer for everyone. So a lot of breweries that open now go right to all IPAs, and there's people that like that, and that has its place. Sure. I'm a hophead myself, but I felt like there was a lot of people who said that they didn't like beer because their choices were IPAs or,
right,
you know, the domestic breweries. So
Labatt.
We range from the lawnmower beers at the easy drinking end all the way up to, we have an Imperial IPA called Nucky's Imperial IPA, which is 9% and calculated to be about 200 IBU, which I know is probably not physically possible, but that's what the calculation says.
But sure, yeah.
But he broke his meter.
That's the beautiful thing about brewing, is that there are over 150 different styles of beer. So even if you think that you don't like beer, chances are that there is a beer out there that you will like. You just got to go to the local brewery like Jason's and check them out.
And Jason, I think that's a brilliant idea to have the blueberry. We have a place in West Michigan called Odd Sides. They do a blueberry wit. And the combination of blueberry and beer is just fantastic. They float some fresh blueberries on top when they serve it to you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we do that in the during the season as well, put it in as a little garnish. And we have a wit as well called Pop's Wit that I put some apple juice into it that gives it some different qualities.
Nice.
It seems to be quite popular. But yeah, talking about people and all the different styles of beer, when somebody comes in, usually they'll have a friend sometimes that says, oh, I don't like beer, and that immediately gets my antenna up, and I say, really?
That's a challenge.
It's a challenge, right, and then it's great when they go, wow, that is good, and then every once in a while you get the person that just doesn't like that fermented taste, and that's an acquired taste that they'll have to practice on.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're talking live with Jason Stairs, who's actually a PhD and a brewer. I feel like such a schmuck job. All I do is make barbecue sauce. Anyway, you are where in New Jersey?
We are right outside of Atlantic City, about 10 miles outside of Atlantic City in Galloway, New Jersey.
Galloway, okay. I go to AC a couple times a year. I'm definitely going to check you out when I'm out there. And your website, of course, is what?
We have a website at GardenStateBeerCo.com. Just starting a brewery, it's not the best website. We, you know, priorities. But we are on Facebook, and that's where we put most of our current information up on Facebook and Instagram at Garden State Beer.
Garden State Beer. And for people who aren't familiar with New Jersey, Paul Rotella comes on the show about every couple of months, and he sells the state of New Jersey on the network. There's no better spokesman. But a lot of people have the wrong impression of New Jersey, and they call it a garden state for a reason. You really do produce a lot of produce out of that state, so I'm guessing you're using local blueberries.
Yeah, we are about 20 minutes from Hamilton, the blueberry capital of the world. Fields and fields of blueberries there, and yeah, all throughout South Jersey. I can't speak so much for North Jersey. I don't get up there as much. But in South Jersey, a lot of farmland and sweet corn and tomatoes and Jersey fresh.
And how about hops?
Hops. There are some local people starting to get into producing malt and hops, but that is just getting started. Sort of there's been this wave of new breweries we've had. I can't even, the breweries are exploding out in Jersey. And
great.
The maltsters and the hop farmers are following.
That's fantastic. John Palmer, would you like to say anything to Jason here before we close?
Well, I just wanted to offer you congratulations on getting your brew started, and I wanted to kind of get you to second me on the fact that it really is easy to get started in home brewing. You don't have to be a PhD to do it. Is that right?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, and most so we're friends with some of the local other breweries that are around, and they come from all stripes of former HVAC technicians, former bank tellers, plumbers, etc. Yeah,
even a hot tub guy.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, and that's another fun aspect of the hobby, is that you can design some of your own brewing systems and chillers and equipment. Makes it a lot of fun too.
Oh, I love to see. So some of those people do have backgrounds in engineering, and they make all their own equipment, and we've done that. We've built our system from the ground up, and it's great to see how people are pulling that all together.
Jason, we got to close now, but I can't wait till I get back into AC. I'm going to look you up, and I hope you have some fresh blueberries when I get there.
I hope so. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, Jason Stairs from Garden State Beer, Atlantic City.
Coming up. We might talk about a great pill.
But I'm going to be where the lights are shining on me. Like a